This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Ted Staton, who is East Lansing City Manager. Good evening, Ted. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Are you out enjoying the sunshine?
Well, I am. Not as much as I hope to in a little while here.
As soon as you're done, as soon as I cut you loose, right? I'm sorry about that.
Exactly. That's okay.
I'll only take literally about 8 minutes of your time, and then you can get out and enjoy it. I wanted to talk with you about some good news. We love hearing good news when it comes to local governments and municipalities, and this was some good news. Forbes magazine recently released its study on the best cities for job growth 2011, and the East Lansing area came out pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, and we moved way up from the previous year's ranking. I mean, almost 50 points. We're in the top 20 of mid-sized cities. They group cities in three categories: large cities, mid-sized cities, and small cities. And I think we were number 67, 68 last year, and we're into the top 20. And you know, not surprisingly, many of the cities they highlight are in the South. So we're really only one of three cities in the Great Lakes region, to be recognized, and the only city in Michigan. So, I should say region. You know, this isn't about East Lansing. This is about the great things going on in, the township surrounding the region and the city of Lansing as well.
Yes, the Lansing and East Lansing area. Why do you suppose this jump from about, where was it? We were 68th, I think I read, before,
right,
up to 19th. What are some of the factors that you think contributed to that?
Well, you know, and I don't pretend to be an expert on the methodology, though. I have read it to try to understand it. They take a look at, you know, near-term, mid-term, and long-term growth, and if they had looked at that last year, it wouldn't have been nearly as positive as this year on the near-term growth. But I think, you know, we really weathered the economic storm pretty well here in mid-Michigan. You know, we have this fabulous university that anchors the economy, state government. We produce, the most popular models in GM's fleet, a tremendous insurance sector of our economy. So, well, we're not recession-proof. We do have a number of industries that fare better than others during recession. So, I think it's a combination of those four or five sectors that continue to produce the strong job growth on top of an emerging IT sector.
Well, and absolutely. A couple of the things that you mentioned in some postings that you made talked about the LEAP program and Prima Civitas as well, promoting partnerships and putting things together in a positive way and moving forward.
Those two organizations, and certainly the Chamber of Commerce, would have to be mentioned, in that list. A number of the local governments, do things to promote job growth. You know, we're tremendously proud of our Technology Innovation Center. And, you know, in 2009, we were celebrating our designation as one of the top college towns in America in which to start a business. A few months ago, I posted about, East Lansing is the fifth or sixth smartest community in the nation when you look at advanced degrees per capita. And, you know, it's most people believe that economic development is all about talent, and jobs will go where talent is. And again, having the university and all of the highly educated people here, I think, and the recent college graduates produce that pool of talent that make job creation easier in a place like the Lansing area.
One of the things I did want to take a look at, since we've been talking about budgets, I had Lansing Mayor on off the top of the show talking about a serious budget situation. In terms of East Lansing and budget and what you take a look at and revenue sharing, how's that playing into the budget process this year for the city of East Lansing?
Well, we're in difficult straits as well. I when we compare ourselves to Lansing, probably not as difficult a strait as they find themselves in. But, you know, it's not just this year. Cities have experienced a decade of decline in revenue sharing. And so, you know, it's been death by, you know, 1,000 cuts, and not been just this legislature or just this governor that have, you know, cut aid to cities. And so we're having to look more and more at self-help. And I read an article that was published today about the number of local tax increases that were approved yesterday, a number of them in the Detroit area, some in West Michigan, and, of course, you know, we read locally about the ones that failed here. But I think more and more, if you make the case to your citizens that you deliver things that are important to them, police, fire, libraries, senior programs, recreation programs, you know, they're willing to pay just a little more for it.
One of the other things, Ted, and I read your blog regularly on the City of East Lansing website. And I enjoy it immensely and get a lot of information from it. And it was something I'm not sure why I ever considered before. You spoke recently about the fire protection grant funding that was reduced to the City of Lansing in the House, and you're still hopeful that things could be brought back up a little bit in the Senate. The fire protection grant, I thought was very interesting given the university.
Well, and, you know, the state has a number of institutions around the state from the Upper Peninsula to, you know, every corner of the Lower Peninsula. And, of course, these facilities require fire protection, yet they pay no property taxes to support the fire protection. And those are hospitals, state government offices, universities, prisons. And so in the late 70s, the state realized that it was a burden on local governments that hosted these facilities, and so they passed a program to provide aid to local governments who had to provide fire protection to these facilities. And when we look at what we protect in East Lansing, you know, the most dangerous occupancies, if you will, are, you know, high-rise dormitories on campus, places of public assembly on campus, whether it's Breslin or Wharton or Spartan Stadium or Munn Arena, all the laboratories, some of which produce, hazardous materials. And so we have the firefighting capability that we have in East Lansing in large part due to the important facilities we protect on campus. And, you know, the state's historically recognized that and has provided assistance there, and that's been cut in the proposed budget as well.
But as I stated from your blog information, that you're still in hopes that when it reaches the Senate, as they wrangle with the budget, that perhaps that will be increased or restored a bit at this point.
Yeah, one of the truisms about the term limits that we have in Michigan is that, you know, we have to educate new legislators, you know, every 6 or 8 years about what this program is all about. And we've heard comments from a number of them that it's just another form of revenue sharing. And, you know, of course it's not. It's highly specialized aid for a very particular purpose. And once they understand that, you know, I think they're much more willing to, support a restoration of the original budget, but we have to go through this every so often.
Well, I appreciate your time this evening. I'm going to cut you loose to go out and enjoy that Michigan sunshine at this point.
Thanks. It's been great talking with you.
You as well. I look forward to it again. Thank you so much.
Bye.
East Lansing City Manager Ted Staton will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. We'll be back after this.